Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question that concerns conflict. Nobody particularly enjoys confrontation. It can be especially difficult and uncomfortable when it involves a close friend, public humiliation, or a sharp rebuke. But that's exactly what Paul did to his co-worker, Peter, and then he wrote about it, spread the word about it in his letter to the Galatians. John, could you talk about that event and what led up to such a confrontation?
Well, Denny, to give you the simple answer to that question, the Apostle Peter had behaved in a hypocritical way. He had altered his behavior to try to conform and fit into a situation, and Paul called him on it openly. If you think that's being a little bit harsh, especially when you think that Peter was the leading apostle, all you need to understand is that the Apostle Paul was following a pattern that his Lord had put in place, where we are told in Matthew chapter 18 that if your brother is in sin, you rebuke him. You go to him and you confront him about his sin. And in fact, it was the Apostle Paul who, building on that further, gave instruction to Timothy and said, "Elders, that sin rebuke before all, that others may learn to fear." You know, that's why James says, "Stop being so many teachers, for theirs is a greater condemnation." If you're going to be in a position of spiritual leadership, your life is an open book, and a public rebuke could come if you deserve such a rebuke. But that's where a man's true spirituality shows itself, right? And Peter had the right response. And that is another example how we respond to those kinds of things in a sanctified manner.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Galatians, free of charge, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.